Blog Talk Radio.
Who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, to the mothers, to the youth, to the intercessors, the men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I did law, I did love. For this is the day that the Lord has made. He has made it for us and not we ourselves. When you woke up this morning, it was God that touched you with this breath of life. Once again, it was God that touched you with this finger of love. Once again, as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitly and jointly into place. And we give him praise. We give him honor. We give him the glory. We give him the thanks for all things, Lord God. For you are our God, our Lord, our keeper, our healer, provider, protector. You are all in all. You're our will in the middle of the wheel. And we thank you for this new day. Lord God, we give you thanks right now. You did it. You didn't have to do it. But because of your love for us, Lord God, oh glory, hallelujah, our territory is increased into a new day, into a new journey on today. On today, God, we come before your throne. We bow down. We surrender all unto you, oh Lord God. We owe everything to you, Lord God. And we give it all right now back unto you. We lay it down, Lord God, at your feet in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks and we give you praise for the God and the Father that you are. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you almost we know how, God, just thanking you just for another blessed day, another day, God, that you allowed us to see, God. We thank you for your joy, your peace, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Lord, I give you honor because you are the head of my life, and I give you honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give you honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you continually breathing on us, God, giving us another opportunity, God, to give you the highest praise, another opportunity, God, to give you glory. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you this morning, God, because you're God all by yourself, God. We thank you, God, because you created us in your image, God. So everything that you created, God, we realize it is good. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise your name, God. We thank you for this joy is stirring and bubbling up on the inside in our spirit, God. We thank you, God, because we shall have a praise continual upon our lips. So hallelujah to you, God. We just thank you, Lord. We lift up our family member this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to thank you for drawing them near to you, saving and delivering in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up every man of God this morning, every woman of God. Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out victory. Let them continue to just pour out your word, God, to your flock, God, that we fed and eat so thirsty and hungry like never before. God, we just thank you. We can't help but to thank you this morning, God, because you gave But we just thank you, Lord, because you are victory, God. We just thank you for ordering our footsteps in your word, God, in your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield our hearts and our minds, God. Let our minds stay on you, God, because you said if we kept our minds stayed on you, you'll truly give us perfect peace. So we say thank you, Lord. Let us continue to stay on you. Stand on your word, God, because every word that you created, God, we know that it's true in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning. So I can say to every sick vessel, by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every youth that it is this morning, God. We thank you for continuing to healing legions of angels around them as they go to school and back, even into their home, God. We pray, God, this morning, God, when they get into their home, God, let peace rain down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let food be on the table, God. Lights and gas is on, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Thank you for teaching our little ones and our youth, God, to lead them in the way, in the path that you will have them to go, God, to be bringing them up to be strong women in you, God, respectable women in you, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Oh, God, we lift up every man that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to rain down on them, God, to bring them up in the way that you will have them to go, all of their footsteps, God, the means that will get up wee hours in the morning, begin to walk, shake out in the clever name of Jesus Christ. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. How we thank you, how you're raising the nation up, God. Women's and men's, how to say, God, that they won't bow down. Just stand on the truth in you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for what you have done, God. We see you working miracles each and every day, God. We see your hand moving, God, making a way out of no way, God. And let us know whatever situation that we're in, God. Let us continue to stand, knowing that you will move for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh this morning, God, our provider, in each and every way in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you. Oh, we cry out to you, God. Let us continue to lay down, with our face down, calling on the name of Jesus, God. Every answer, every situation that we need, we realize it's all in you, God. It's no other way, God. It's not in the streets. It's not in the world, God, but it's all in you, God. We thank you this morning, God, because we lift our hands, God, and say, we yield, God. We move ourselves out the way, God, and we pray, God, that you continue to come in, God. Use our mind, God, in everything we do, God. Let us put you first in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for every leader this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, shield them, protect them, God. Give them traveling mercy to and fro in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you. We can't help but to thank you, God, because we know how to overstay, God, that we know that you are thought out by yourself. So thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for this chilling our household, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can lay down and rest in you at night time, God, knowing that everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus, because we realize payday is coming up a while. Lord, let us continue to put our time in, God, and whatever we do for you, God, let us give you 100% of us, God, all of us, out of us, God. Oh, how we say hallelujah this morning, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, don't forget how to shake God, the walk into the jail cells, God, because we realize, God, there's many people there. They're not even here, but that's what the circumstances, God, had to say, God, with other things that they were doing with other people, God. We pray, God, that you begin to minister, send your minister angels, God, that they can minister to them about their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And when they walk out, Lord, God, I pray, God, that they won't have to never look back. They get out, God, they continue to let them just mold them, God, into the means it is supposed to be in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for setting every captain free, God. Here, Lord, God, we're walking by faith and not by sight, not with the natural eyes, it in the spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning. If somebody, Lord, Shaker, is depressed, God, oh, God, we bind up depression and lose the Lord, Shaker. We lose the clear mind in the name of Jesus this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we realize, God, that you're stronger than depression, God. You're stronger than bipolar, God. You're stronger than nerve problems, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you this morning like never before, God. Hey, glory to God. We thank you this morning. Nothing but a thanks upon our lips, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for freedom this morning, Lord, God. We speak to somebody right now in the name of Jesus, God. Been bound for a long time. Don't think it's no hope, but it is hope in Jesus, Lord, God. Let's begin to call on Jesus, Lord, God. Oh, don't give up, God. Call on him today, Lord, God, and you will get an answer. Don't give up, God. Don't let people be all in your ears, Lord, God. Just trust in Jesus, God's sake. Just begin to bow down to Almighty God. Everything that you need is all in Jesus, Lord, God. It's not in the street, not in the whiskey bottle, it's not in drugs, Lord, God. Not in man or woman, but it's all in Jesus, I say this morning. Let's begin to call on his name. It's victory in Jesus, Lord, God. Watch him move for you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In that quiet place and just pray, still in the Lord, shaker. Just stand and rock. Say, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to make a way, but you told me that you'll never leave me. Now forsake me, hot, so I don't try out everything. So it's time for me to just try it. Jesus, it's power in the name of Jesus. It's victory in the name of Jesus. It's peace in the name of Jesus. It is joy in the name of Jesus. It's delivery in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. I say to you all, just begin to call on the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He's a tall, strong tower. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, this morning. We can't help but to thank you, God. As we see what you're doing in our life. Out of our shake, God, we will truly look at. We're not what we used to be. Out of our son, out of our shake, because of Jesus, out of our shake, he's the one that's all in our footsteps. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. These things we ask in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you. Lord God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you for all things and everything. This month, Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now. Come in the midst right now, Holy Spirit. Have your perfect will. Have your perfect will in the name of God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every prayer, every supplication, every request in the name of Jesus, in this corporate prayer, that Mother prayed this morning. Lord God, have your way through your Holy Spirit right now. Fix it all, Lord God. Turn it all around through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come in the midst right now and have your perfect will. Have your perfect way in the midst. Stir it up right now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Stir right now in the name of Jesus. Stir our mind. Stir our heart. Stir our thought process. Lord God, with your Holy Spirit in us right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Come in the midst. Lead us. Teach us. Guide us. Right now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way. As we surrender all unto you. We give it all. Everything. We pour out at the altar, Lord God. Everything, let your Holy Spirit come and fix it for each and every one of us, internationally, bless you. Welcome. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, your Rebosanda, have your way. Your Rebosanda, have your way over me. Your Rebosanda, move that hand over me through the earth. From the north, from the south, east, and the west. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right there in us and through us. Holy Spirit, get in the bush. Oh, Lord. We thank you for coming, Holy Spirit. We thank you for being here. We thank you for coming and correcting. We prove it. We knew it. In the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, that you kept right now, that you comfort right now, that you instruct right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way and do your words in every one of us. In the name of Jesus, Yarabasa. You will hold you. And we'll glorify. We'll magnify. Your holy name. Because you're worthy of all the praise, all the honor. Your Roboshanta. Holy Spirit of the living God. Sweet Spirit. Sweet Spirit. Move right now. In Jesus. In Jesus. At this right now. In the name of Jesus. God, do it. Through your Holy Spirit. Whatever the desire, whatever the request, Lord God, of each and every one of us, Lord God, you see it. And you know it. And we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to come and to fix and to turn it around and to show us a more better way in you, Lord God, on today. So we thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, where we're at. In our prayer closet, on our way to work, whatever we're doing, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your will, have your way, and have your works in us on today. On today, Holy Spirit, touch us, carry us through, carry us through, Holy Spirit. Yes, that we can serve our living God in spirit and in truth. Oh, glory. That we don't have to hold anything on our shoulders or on our back. Holy Spirit. Because you can handle it all. So we give it unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for sending the Comforter today in the name of Jesus to do what he needs to do to get us in alignment, to get us into place in the name of Jesus. Lord God, to clear our minds, our hearts, and our thought process, Lord God, of the junk in the mess of the contamination. Father God, hear it right now. Send your cleansing through your Holy Spirit to each and every one of us, oh God. Oh Lord God, that you can increase our territory in you. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, We thank you. We love you. And we need you. So have your perfect will in us on today. From the north, south, east, and the west. In Jesus' name, we glorify you. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise you. We praise you, Lord God, for everything and all things. We glorify you. Because you own it all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you see no lack in what you do for us. But through your love, through your grace, through your mercy, that you can carry us through for today. In Jesus' name. So we thank you. And we praise you now, sweet spirit of the living God. So have your way. Have your perfect way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do what you need to do right now. Glory, hallelujah. To correct, to instruct, to renew. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, watch your anointing in the overflow upon us. Right now, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Come and have your way, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for coming. We thank you for coming to see about us. We thank you for coming to cover us. We thank you to come for instructing us. We thank you for coming. Yes, Holy Spirit, to love us. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. We give you praise on today. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is well with our soul on today. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, amen. Amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Oh, glory. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Oh, hallelujah. But we thank God, from whom all blessings flow on today. May the Lord richly encourage and bless you on this morning as you go your way. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of the Holy Spirit. And go in the name of the Lord our God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Amen. As we're going to move on along right now. Amen. Praise God. Just got a little nugget, amen, praise God. And we're going to be coming out of Isaiah 26 and 3. Isaiah 26 and 3. And it reads as such. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. Praise God. So keep your mind in perfect peace. Amen. And what is perfect? It is having all requirements or characteristics to be. Amen. Amen. To be perfect. Praise God. In the Greek, is teleos. Praise God. Amen. And then it talks about the Lord God Jehovah. Here, the Hebrew name of God used in translations in the Bible. Lord God Jehovah. Amen. For he is the Most High. Amen. Praise God. And in the Greek, Jehovah is Yahweh. Amen. Amen. And let's talk a second about peace. Amen. Because we talked about the perfectness of it. Peace. Freedom from disturbance is quiet and tranquil. Amen. In the Greek, the word for peace is Irene. Irene. Amen. So keep your mind stayed on him. Him who? Jesus Christ. Praise God. For if you keep your mind on Jesus Christ, it won't wander off into the other things where the enemy try to set a trap and a snare. Amen. For you. Amen. Stay focused on the perfect peace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That way, you know, you can stay in quietness. It can be tranquil. But when you let your mind wander like chaff in the wind, amen, the enemy, imps, can grab a hold of it. Amen. So you have to understand your mind, keeping it in perfect peace. You have to keep it close to your heart. Amen. It's not something, amen, praise God, that you can just let flap out there in the wind. Praise God. Amen. Because that is the place where the enemy tries to come. Amen. And confuse and to cause problems. Amen. And to cause distractions. Amen. But keep your mind in perfect peace on today. Amen. That you will be free, praise God. And freedom in Jesus is what it's all about. Freedom is the focal point of where we're headed to heaven. Oh, bless his holy name. Freedom and peace, amen, in Jesus Christ, the Lord Jehovah, praise God, Yahweh, on today. On today. So be at perfect peace. Our God is Jehovah. Remain free in Jesus Christ on today. Praise God. And that is my nugget for today. And at this time, we're going to turn things over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Smith, sir. Good morning, Pastor.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. You know, that's a little nugget, but that nugget there is so powerful, Pastor Smith. If it's really that I'm going to call it instruction. That instruction there would save a lot of people for a whole bunch of things and keeping you away and out of the snares and the trap of the enemy. That instruction right there. If we could really just get to the point to master that instruction there, you will begin to overcome so many things in your life. You'll begin to master so many things in your life. Because if you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, you're going to have that peace. And that's where people who don't have peace, that's where it comes from, because their mind is not on the Lord. Their mind is on whatever situation, whatever circumstances they're in, and whatever thing. You know, your mind stayed on the Lord right there in that verse, especially dealing with the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it says samach, and it means to lean, to rest, to support, to put, to uphold, to lean on. Amen. To rest on, to lean against, Yeah. And to support, to embrace. And to, and then also it got a meaning in there too. It is to refresh. To refresh. Saints of God, if you are not leaning on the Lord, looking for the Lord to be your support, you're not leaning on Him for the rest and everything like that, you're going to be unrestless. You're not going to be in peace. You're not going to be into that place to where God can give you that perfect peace. You got to begin to keep your mind and stay focused on the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you can really master that, you know, all it's so many things that are going to come with it. So many things. You don't even have to worry about the fruits of the Spirit. They're going to come with you. You know, it's so many things going to come with that when your mind is stayed on the Lord. And so many times we get so caught up into the issues of ourselves. And we allow our issues of ourselves be linked over to issues to everybody else. Then we got issues within ourselves. We got issues within everybody else. Then we try to worship the Lord. Then we try to move forth in our life to be successful. And it's just a struggle. It's a struggle. Saints of God. God, didn't, one thing that I learned, God didn't make the life, this world, to be a struggle to the saints. And it's a struggle because we are not getting the peace. It's not the devil. You know, a lot of times we give this devil so many credit because I call it, it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out because individuals don't want to face themselves and they want to face the truth within them. And if you get out of this cop-out thing and stop allowing the devil to be your alibi and just say, you know, at the end of the day, I just wasn't focused on the Lord. At the end of the day, I was more focused on circumstances. I was focused on more the problems, more of the things that coming by my way, other than keeping my mind stayed on the Lord. And I know something about this. If your mind stayed on the Lord, you know, saints of God, you ain't thinking about nobody else, and you ain't thinking about what they said, what people doing, where they going, how they coming, where they going, because your mind is too focused on the Lord. You ain't thinking about nothing else, you know. And you know when someone is not thinking about the Lord because they got something to say to you, and you looking at them like they're crazy. Like, what in the world are you talking about? Like, do you know I ain't even thinking about that? I ain't even coming from that because your mind is on the Lord. And I found out, you know, I found out so many saints, we don't learn scriptures other than staying focused with the Lord. We don't learn how to attack the devil and try to receive a blessing other than to stay focused in our relationship with the Lord. You know, somebody could quote a scripture all day and they could.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give us a second. I think he's traveling, so probably hitting one of those dry topics. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We'll pop back in momentarily, Saint. Amen. Praise God.
Well,
we thank God. Amen.
Thank
for the word of God. We thank God for you. We thank God that He can keep us in perfect peace and harmony.
Amen.
Amen.
The phone, you know, the call dropped, but that's all right. Because
all right.
At the end of the day, somebody need to hear this. People need to hear this because we get so caught up in everything else, and our mind is not stayed on the Lord. Even though that was a short scripture that Pastor Smith brought to this morning, but this is a lifelong scripture. It's a lifelong verse. You could take this for the rest of your life and overcome, and be in a place of happiness, be in a place of peace. A lot of people that I, you know, pretty much, I'm gonna give it 100%. Rating score, 100% score, that a lot of folks that I talk to, and they're into a place of frustration. They're in a place where they don't have no peace. They're in a place where they are not settled. It's because they might focus on a problem or an issue, or it's focused on somebody or what somebody done did, or it's focused on their past. It's not focused on the Lord at all. And at the saints of God, we got to be careful. We have to be careful in this walk with Christ. And I think we don't got so immune to hearing people speak the word and you reading the word, you quoting the word. We got so immune to it to where we don't see we don't recognize the contract or the covenant agreement that we made to the Lord. Do you know
Amen.
When you walk out of it? Do you know when you walk into anything else other than walking in the righteousness of the Lord, a saint of God, you are walking into a sin. You are walking into
yes.
a spirit of rebellion. The Bible
Amen.
In this call, the spirit of rebellion is, you know, is as it is like it is witchcraft. It is like witchcraft. Do you know
yes.
when you're not walking into the ordinance of the Lord and you're walking into everything else and you don't confess the Lord to be your personal Savior and He don't gave you perfect, He don't gave you instruction, He don't place different ones in your path, He don't place different preachers and different ministers in your life, and many people probably look, well, not that man, not that man. Let me tell you something, the book that you read in Paul, Apostle, God don't place these men as a God. Even though they gone, they left a legacy to continue to teach the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they're appointed and they're called by God, and they got instruction to give to the body of Christ.
Yes.
Now, if you don't want to listen to the instruction, in other words, what we preach all the time, submit to leadership. Leadership is not only the person that you look at. Submit to leadership could be Paul, what Paul is saying. Submit to leadership could be what Jesus is saying in the Bible. Submit to leadership is what Isaiah is trying to tell people, trying to encourage you. Submit to leadership, it could be different ones that God placed in your time for you to begin to submit, for you to begin to your instruction of life. Because when you walk outside of that, many people don't think it. That's why when folks, a lot of people hear me pray, sometimes when I pray, I begin to repent on different dimensions. I begin to repent on the first dimension. First dimension is dealing with this heavenly sky. First blue sky, you know, this earthly realm, you know, this realm here where we talk about stealing and killing and different things. Where Moses gave the Mosaic law, he was given the law upon this first dimension. He was given a law upon this dimension right here, you know, treating your brother and sister, loving, fornication and adultery. He was teaching upon the law of the world and the natural law. The second dimension is dealing with where your princes of palace and rulers of darkness lies at. When you begin to submit to a demon and submit to princes of palace and submit to gossip and submit to different things like that, you don't sin against, you don't violate in heaven. You don't violate in the third heaven. So not only you submit it and you don't violate it on the first dimension in the spirit realm, but you also violate it in the third dimension in the spirit realm. So you don't take it, you're taking double judgment when you submit to the things that is not of God, but it's of the adversary. You are taking on double judgment. Amen. When I tell you, when we deal with the third dimension is the instructions and the order that God done gave. And a lot of times we go against the grain of God. We go against the grain of heaven. Some of us are, we don't got used to being bootleggers. We don't got used to being with bootlegging people. We don't got used to doing bootlegging things to where we cannot walk in structure. We cannot walk into the perfect will or the kingdom of God. And now we're walking to rebellion with the word of God. What is the word of God? Number one, who did God's son? You know, we got different men and women of God in front of us, like the Bible. We can just go with the Bible, Paul. We can go with Peter. We can go with the different ones that God made apostles to the body of Christ to begin to teach and begin to preach. Amen. Question is, you have to go that deep. Are you following the instructions of the law of the kingdom, or are you following the instructions what you don't develop and what you don't put in? And because it's your instruction and it's your interpretation, but not the kingdom way, you finding yourself not in perfect peace. You finding yourself in a wrestling. So now you don't sin against God. So now what God's going to have to do, he hear you, but he got to reject you. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he had to do the same thing to Lucifer when he was in heaven, and the third, when they begin to sin against him up in heaven. He heard them, but he had to reject them. He had to put them out. And there's nothing going up into heaven that is not want to deal with. You know, it's funny to me how we as saints of God and peoples of God, we can go and worship and go into be into the place of the Lord, but we never get changed. We never get changed. We never get delivered. We still dealing with past. We still dealing with now. We still dealing with Sister Joseph don't kick the rock and threw the rock and the rock hit me and she say she ain't doing it. We still dealing with that kind of stuff. That is not perfect peace. You on the second dimension of sin. You not only second dimension, you are violating the third dimension. So now you in judgment two areas, two ways, amen? We look at sin as peoples of God one way. My God, I feel a teacher spirit on me right now. We're looking at the spirit of the Lord and one when we deal with sin, a lot of times we don't develop our perception to look at it one way. What is one way? Oh, baby, you right here not being holy. You right here on a pole. You right here selling drugs. You right here doing drugs. You right here doing alcohol. You're fornicating. You're adultery. You know, we look at sin when it becomes the sin. We looking at that. Well, that's why the Bible say a saint will barely make it into heaven because they'll look at the sin the one way, but they ain't understand that it deeper depths into the place of sin. Even you as a child, as a saint of God, walking in righteousness, you can sin. And many of us will begin to point fingers of different issues and different behaviors, but we ain't recognizing our own behavior. God tell us
Amen.
God tell us to pray. We don't pray. God tell us to say, hey, you need to get out of that. You need to stay there. We don't listen. God tell us to do this. We don't do that. You know, God tell you, study the word. Study the word. God say, let that go. You don't let it go. What you're doing now, you are watching. You are walking with identity as a witch. The Bible called rebellion as it is as witchcraft. Now you not only walking into a place, I'm going to show you how deep this is. I'm just giving you a tablet bit wrinkle. When you begin to walk into the rebellion, not begin to keep your mind on God, how deep it is. Not only you have an identity in the spirit realm as a witch, now you begin to attract other dimensions, other demonic spirits into your life. You begin to attract. Why? Because you have identity as them. You begin to look like them into spirit. Now watch this. Imagine you looking like a spirit and you looking like a demon, and yet you trying to enter into the gates of God in worship. You trying to enter into the gates of God in prayer. You trying to petition the Lord to release things into your life, but yet you still got identity as a witch. You still got identity as a demonic spirit. Why? Because you have not repented in the second dimension to pull the mask off or to take the identity from you, for you can enter into the gates of heaven. We cannot pretend in the spirit realm. You can fool your brother, you can fool your sister, you can fool your neighbor, but you cannot fool God, and you cannot fool the spirit realm. Amen? If you don't keep your mind stayed on God and the body of Christ, please listen to me. If you don't keep your mind stayed on God, amen, if you don't keep your mind stayed on him, of course you're going to fall into the trap, into the prey of the adversary. Meaningful, that's why you got to live a lifestyle. I'm not talking about one or two times, oh, I feel like praying today. Well, I don't feel like praying. You got to live a lifestyle of prayer, of consecration, and of fasting. If you don't live a lifestyle of prayer, of consecration, and fasting, you're going to begin to get into the traps of the adversary. That's why you got to get with people who stronger with you. You got to get with, you know your weakness, so you need to get with somebody who's stronger than you to be able to hit you. Because once you receive Christ as your personal Savior, you are subject to the order of the kingdom. And when you walk outside of the kingdom, I'm telling you, now not only are you dealing with demonic spirits, but now you got to deal with God. You got to deal with judgment, and plus you got to deal with spiritual warfare. That is double. You got to understand that you don't deal with one when you walk out the order of God. That's the world. The world deal with one. Amen? They deal with the man. They got to deal with the Lord. They got to get chastised. They deal with chastisement. They don't need to deal. The world don't need to deal with a demonic spirit because they partying with them. They don't need to deal with that because they drawing for with them. Amen. You dealing with the demonic spirit? Why? I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna run. Let's take a little, just a little bit deeper. The reason why you're gonna have to
deal with the demonic spirit, when you come and you reveal your true identity and you are not walking with them. Because the demonic spirits in the spirit realm, all they know is unity. All they know how to work together. Like I shared with you all once before, you never see the demonic spirit fuss with itself. You never seen one try to cast out itself. You never seen one that brought confrontation to itself. You never seen one that talked about the other spirit or talked about you never seen spirit of division talking about the spirit of gossip. Y'all hear me? You never seen them work against each other. And so now when you come in the spirit realm and yet you want to work with them, then you want to go and worship the Lord, you don't violate that code. So now you don't violate that code. They got to do you in. They got to do you in. They have a spirit, my God, and I'm beginning to keep a deep one on it. It's a correction demon that it comes to bring correction and order into that group. It brings correction and order into them. Y'all hear me? It's no different. If you begin to read your Bible and begin to see how hell is set up, it got doorkeepers, it got guards, it got gates, it got people who watch it in the cell. It got it so very well organized to it's like a prison system into this world today. It got different chambers. It got different places where you come. And when you begin to get out of order, and that's what the saints got to realize. You getting double. Amen? You are getting double. So that's why it's not good to walk with foolishness. It's not good to keep your mind and eyes off the Lord, because you're dealing with deeper warfare other than the one that you're saying. Amen. You're dealing with some deeper stuff other, and that's why you find a lot of people that when drifting off, then they don't got to the place to where they can come back, because now you don't dealing with a demonic stronghold. You want to call on Jesus, but it was your choice to go on that side. You want to call on God, but it was your choice. Your choice is made you to go wherever you need to go. So that's what saints, you need to make the choice. Before you get lost, you need to make sure you're making a choice to get it right. Before you get lost, you need to make sure I'm going to make the choice. I need to change my environment, change who I'm connected with. I need to change. If you hear nothing, my God, you please hear me today. This as a saint, you saints of God, the ones praying, worship, accepting him as your personal savior, please, you keep your mind stayed on God, because it's just deeper. Then it's deeper than what you think. Amen. It's deeper. Oh man, I just thought you just doing a work on me. You just complete me, God. I still need help. I'm a work in progress. Baby, do you know how deep it is? No, that's a demonic spirit making your conscience ease for you can't get in the place of deliverance. For you can't get in the place of true peace. That's what they do. That's what they come. They give you stuff to ease your mind, to ease your conscience. Talking about I'm a work in progress. Dude, what you gonna do if you leave the earth right now? If you leave the earth right now, you're going to go before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm just a work in progress. Baby, that is already done. You're supposed to do that while you're here on earth. Don't be playing with your life. Stop playing with your life. Stop playing with these things. If a person ain't good for you, let me talk to your sister since we're going into Mother's Day. Listen, if this man ain't good for you, you need to leave this man alone. If you're going backwards and not going forward, you need to drop that brother. You need to drop him, because at the end of the day, it's your life. If you instead of you into a place of worship and walking with the Lord, you're going backwards to the things that you used to do. You're losing your character. You're losing your standards as a woman. You're losing your backbone as a woman. You're losing that virtue part that God has placed inside of you. And if you connect with somebody, I don't care if you brother Dodo, listen, it's something better out there than you just having somebody laying up in your bed. Stop bringing yourself down. Y'all hear me this morning. Stop bringing yourself down to fast to feed and fast with the roaches. And what God don't call you a virtuous woman, he called you a jewel. He called you a woman to take a stand. Stop laying down with the fleas because you feel low in your self-esteem. Baby, get yourself up. Fix yourself up. Understand that God got my low ass from me. And if I got to keep waiting, let me wait in. But I'm not going to settle for fleas and thinking that fleas is going to feed me. Only thing fleas is going to do is contaminate your food. Only thing fleas is going to do is contaminate you.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost talking to somebody that's
holy.
Amen. Only things he's going to do. And the problem is, we're looking at an individual, we're looking at God. Because at the end of the day, if my Father in heaven say, I am rich, I am good, I don't need somebody to pull me down. I need somebody to continue.
Amen.
If my life ain't increasing, I don't need you. I don't need you because why?
Hey.
I got to keep my mind stayed on the Lord. And at the end of the day, if you want to keep your mind stayed on some foolishness and keep playing, women, stop lowering your standards. Forget that statistic out there talking about some 10 to 1 in here in the state of Georgia. I wouldn't give a care if it is 10 to 1. That one is just for you. But you got to wait up on them. You got to get your life together. Don't settle for this, bro. Don't settle for a woman you're coming into it yet, but he got holes all in his pants, got holes all in his clothes. He's roaming your baby. I love you, baby. I spoke your hair. You got to stop opening up your spirit. See, this is where the sense of love, the enemy, enemy attack your ladies at. It attack you in vulnerableness. When you're vulnerable, when you just say, hey, I just want some, because a woman has a feminine heart. They want to get a heart to say, baby, sweet things and sweet things and smooth you over. It's just Romeo, you this and Romeo, you that. Baby, let me tell you something. They can say all them words, but no action come with that word. You got to run. And at the end of the day, you need to know who the true individual is. Don't worry about that Bobo trying to say, well, baby, I'm going to take you out and wind and dine you. Yeah, they can wind and dine you all they want, but who do you know who they really are? Do you know who they really is? And guess what? It's so many women now because of the body, because men's already being attacked. But it's so many women in the body of Christ is being attacked, coming out of churches, coming out of different places, coming out of their prayer corner, coming out of their prayer place, because their mind is not stayed on Jesus. Some of them, pretty much a lot of them, especially the single, they allow a man to do it. Don't you allow that man to do that, brother.
Amen.
If that man cannot respect you, and if you say, listen, we're going to stay abstinent before marriage, if he cannot respect you, what do you think he's going to respect you in your marriage? Let me do a little marriage counselor right now. If he cannot respect you and not to put his hands on you, what do you think what's going to happen when you marry? If he's hurting now, don't you think he's going to go no further? If he's drinking now, don't you think he's going to probably be an alcoholic? Maybe before you say I do, before you keep laying these fleas lay up in your bed, you need to get your house together. First of all, get yourself together, because it's the inner stuff and steam within you. If you're going to allow fleas and you're going to allow flies to come into your life, I don't give a care if it's a man. If you allow another sister to change your identity, if you allow another person to change who you are, my God, it got to be something wrong with you, to where God needs to build your self-esteem up, to where God needs to build you up. Don't hear me. To build you up so you can keep your house in order. Don't hear me. Keep your house in order. Hallelujah. My goodness. My goodness, I got to get out of here. I ain't mean to take up that much time, but a shift or took place. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on him and him alone. Stop allowing somebody or something to take your mind off the Lord.
Amen.
That ain't nothing but the trap of the adversary.
Amen.
Now, you don't yield. The only you don't yield to not to the instruction of God, but you just walk in rebellion to the instructions of the Lord. And when you walk in rebellion, you are now up in the second dimension dealing with the presence of powers. And now when you, when that spirit come off of you and you decide to say, I need to get it together, and a mask come off, now you don't only got to, now you don't only have to deal with the judgment of God of the decisions you made. Now you got to deal with warfare of the demonic spirit, because you messing up their unity. You messing up their unity. Amen. That's why the Bible says either you are hot or cold. You cannot be lukewarm. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My God. My God. So therefore, saints of God, please keep your mind stayed on Jesus. God bless you.
Yes,
and God bless you all. Amen.
God bless you. Oh, have mercy, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
On Jesus. Amen. All right.
Amen.
We got to go for today. But you come on back tonight at 7 p.m. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe our own mother OG is going to be here. Amen. Please God.
Amen.
To share. Amen. Drive by or sit now. Oh, bless his holy
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
So,
yes,
on
Lord.
Today, keep your mind on Christ, and he'll keep
yes.
you peace.
Amen.
Just make it back to life, your prayer.